Jonah, tell us a little bit briefly about where you grew up, how you became a Christian.
I grew up in southeast London, so south of the river, in a Christian family. Heard the gospel at church, but kind of thought it was for when I was older. So it wasn't until I was 11 on camp that I realised there was some urgency, couldn't put this off any longer. Heard a gospel talk, committed my life.
11, that seems to be the age. Yeah, right.
Normally you don't go on camp in the UK till you're 11.
Okay.
First Christian camp.
Okay. You've trained for ministry. Tell us a little bit about what you've done and the ministry that you've been involved in.
At the end of university, I thought as a Christian, well, I could give God a year and then I'm going to get on with my career.
Good.
So I did a year of voluntary youth work and 29 years later, still doing that stuff. So having done some years of youth work, felt not very equipped to teach the Bible, so signed up for the Cornhill training course, a one-year course, just to help in understanding the Bible and teaching it to others, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
Where have you been doing that?
Initially in South London, and the last 18 years in Dagenham with the Smallwoods.
So they're moving from Dagenham to Bodmin is a big thing for you as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. That open house thing has meant I have been part of the Smallwood family for 18 years and they've abandoned me. It is a big deal.
It'd be a very therapeutic session for everybody.
I will miss them enormously. I think, truthfully, they've moved, but it doesn't yet feel. It's still the summer. I think October, November will be when it hits. Oh, they're really not here.
Okay.
But there is ministry to be done in Dagenham, so I'm still there. There are children and young people that need to hear the gospel. There are many opportunities, so I'm staying put.
You're not married?
No.
So they have been Christian family locally for you. You're now in a church where the senior minister has left. Abandoned, yes, Lizzie. Are you the only team member there now? Are you ish?
Yes.
Okay.
We have an apprentice joining us.
Okay.
But so yeah, there's an 18-year-old to join us for this coming year. But it's me and
it's all going to be fine, isn't it? 18 in the room. So it's you. Sorry. I'd love to know how you're feeling about that, but I don't want this to, you know. In terms of a single woman in ministry, having had the support of the Smallwoods for many years, how are you feeling? What are some of the things that you're thinking through for this next season? I'm knowing that you may not get a minister for, you said to me the other day, maybe for a year, potentially. What's some of the thinking you've been doing approaching this new season for you in ministry?
So I think within the church, there are some great people on the church council who will take responsibility for some of those things. So I'm not having to pick up lots of Simon's responsibility. Those things are covered. But I think I have made plans about support. So I do have a network of friends, a number of whom are in ministry, people that I would go on a reading week with. Once in the past, Jane was on that reading week when she was in the UK. So there are friends who I look to for support, but there are also one or two other families who I would feel I can be part of, join in with. One family said, you'll have to have the key for our house now, which is very lovely to know that there will be places that I can hang out.
Lizzie's spoken about some of the challenges of Dagenham. In terms of you persevering in ministry, what are some of the things that have kept you going, some of the ways that you've met the challenges of not only the ministry in Dagenham, but ministry as a single person, some of the wins that you've had? Yeah, tell us about some of that.
I think particularly because I've been involved in children's ministry, one of the challenges is being taught and keeping being fed spiritually. Most Sunday mornings I'm teaching children and we've been a congregation that's had one Sunday service. So going elsewhere on a Sunday evening and on a dark, cold night is tempting to stay home. And so I would have made plans with friends to go, I'll be there and I'll see you and we'll go out and eat afterwards. Just to mean I catch up with some people and I go and I hear a sermon. I do listen online to what was preached in the morning, but do you know, it's not the same just sitting and hearing a sermon as it is meeting with God's people and fellowshipping with them. So making sure I'm being taught making sure I'm being fed spiritually, and keeping up those relationships. So some friends where there's an accountability, people who are, we're free to ask each other any question. So you can't do that with a big group, but having one or two people who could ask you anything about life and temptation and the things that you're facing.
It's good, isn't it? They're meeting up. I mean, we struggle to come out when it rains a little bit. You've got January, you know, London kind of weather, and yet you make that commitment to go out to hear God's word, to be fed, to sustain you. You continue to feed others through his word.
It's a challenge to do it. Yeah. I don't always manage it as much as I should.
Sure, sure. One of the lovely things about Shona and Lizzie is that connection that you've enjoyed with them. You holiday with the Smallwoods, I understand.
Many years we've worked together and we've holidayed together.
Wow, that's pretty unusual. Now you've got a great holiday place in
Definitely.
Cornwall. That's good. And yeah, thank you for your persevering ministry as well. Why don't I pray for both of them? And as we hear Lizzie come and speak, I'm going to read the Bible, and then Lizzie's going to come and speak to us. Let me pray.